We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tom Brady on the Manning Cast last night. If you caught it, it was mostly Peyton Manning and Brady interacting, because I think Brady, it's awkward with Eli because he beat him in two Super Bowls. You could tell. Brady, who can tell you everything there is to know about the other quarterbacks that were picked ahead of him in the 2000 draft, including the Steelers picking T. Martin. I don't think, lets stuff like that go. Even though he has seven, he feels like he should have nine because he got beat by Eli Manning twice, who made two incredible plays. The Tyree helmet catch, where he was almost certainly sacked on that play and got out of it, and then the throw he made to Mario Manningham in the second Super Bowl against New England. But I don't want to, you know, waste your time basking in the glory of the Patriots losing Super Bowls. I want to talk about Tom Brady making good with the guy who gave back his 600th touchdown ball, gave it back to the Bucs, gave it back to Mike Evans, who gave it back to Tom Brady. And Brady said, I'm making things right by giving the guy one Bitcoin. What are Bitcoins trading at right now, Craig?
Funny you should mention that. I just pulled it up. $62,338.60.
So how do you gift someone a Bitcoin?
I have no clue. Electronically is the only way this stuff works. You send it like, what's your username?
Yeah.
I don't know. But I mean, you can exchange Bitcoins for goods, so there is a way to transfer them.
Still not enough for me.
That's what I was going to ask.
Still not enough.
Bitcoin could theoretically go to any price,
okay,
correct?
So if you're this guy, what do you do? Do you keep the Bitcoin and you let it ride and you see how much? Do you see where it goes? Or do you immediately take the Brady Bitcoin, sell the Brady Bitcoin, and collect the 60 some odd thousand dollars?
I wonder if you can sell a Bitcoin for any amount. Because that Bitcoin being formerly owned by Tom Brady, and you being able to prove that, does that increase its value?
A celebrity-owned Bitcoin? No.
Celebrities sell their houses and it's celebrity-owned?
I don't think you can do Bitcoin.
This guy can prove that Tom Brady sent him this Bitcoin.
This isn't any Bitcoin. This is the Tom Brady Bitcoin right here.
There's a backstory to it. It's tied to his 600th ball. Because for $62,000, I'm just going to hold on to it and let it ride when I gave up something that was worth $500,000.
Yeah, but it's speculative. You run the risk of the Bitcoin crashing.
You do. But you've already lost how much money?
Where do you come down on Bitcoin? Do you think it is here to stay?
Yeah. If it can get worth...
Are you an investor in crypto?
Well, depends. Is Top Shots considered a version of that?
It's not a currency. It's one of those chain. What do they call those? NFT?
Blockchain. Yeah, I have money in an account. Yeah, so I guess technically I have crypto money. Not a Bitcoin. What do you do? Do you sell the Bitcoin or you
I
hold
do.
On?
I sell it immediately. Yeah, I think I'd sell it.
You're already down $440,000 just by getting one Bitcoin.
Still be insulted that a multi-millionaire is still only giving me one Bitcoin for an item that he is going to cherish.
Is there a way to ask him, is this one Bitcoin negotiable?
How about three? Yeah, I see some speculation out there from other sports media personalities that are like, you know, this guy's starting to make out in the deal. No, he's not.
Not even close. He's still way behind.
Because we know the market value for what that ball is worth based on what other iconic footballs and baseballs have been sold for. Michael Jordan just, I think, how much did he just sell? $1.84 million for a pair of sneakers he wore in a game?
Something crazy, yeah. So this guy...
The Bitcoin's going to appreciate potentially, but so is the ball. The
when
ball's going to sell
dies.
Now. It's one of a kind. There's only one of them. That ball might sell, you know, today, if it went up for auction for $500,000, 10 years from now, it might be worth $10 million. Who knows?
As with any memorabilia, when he dies, it goes up. It's all worth more because you're not getting more from that person once they're dead. This isn't like
Craig,
the highest
Craig,
price.
Whether he's dead or alive, though, there's only going to be one 600 touchdown ball. That is always going to be a sought-after item. Like Thomas Tull, the guy who's a minority owner in the Steelers, he's one of these billionaires that loves unique, one-of-a-kind sports artifacts. That's your clientele. Those are the people, those are the rich sports nuts that are bidding for something like this.
This guy's
they
still
got way more than one Bitcoin, bro.
But a lot of Bitcoin.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.